on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at Bendigo Cup Day on the Victorian Form Preview. Dean Lester joins us, and we'll also have a chat to Bernard Hopkins in a moment. The track manager, Dino, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
Great day, Bendigo Cup Day. As always, do you like today's meeting?
I do, yes. We're going to be on perfect ground, and the middle part of the program looks a really good punting program, I think.
Ooh, you've got me excited already, Dino. I love it when you're confident on a Wednesday. Bernard Hopkins, the track manager there. Bernard, we've got beautiful weather in Melbourne, not a cloud in the sky. What's it like in Bendigo?
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning up here, Michael. Just a slight breeze, but lovely morning, and top temperature of 27 degrees today, so it's going to get quite warm.
It will be quite warm. What has that meant for the track? Have you put some water on overnight because of the warm day?
Yeah, we put 10 millimetres on yesterday afternoon, so it had a good drink yesterday afternoon, and there's plenty of the moisture in the track this morning there. It's a good four. It's going to start the day a good four, but it's definitely on the sort of softer side of a good four this morning.
Rails in true. I'd imagine it'll be like a carpet, a perfect racing surface all day. Is there any local mail around?
Yeah, look, I haven't heard any local mail, but look, Brendan Hurst has got one in, and Bobby Donnett's got one in, so there's a few locals in. I know I would have missed a few, but hopefully we'll be cheering the locals home.
Well, have a great day today, Bernard.
No worries. Thank you.
Bernard Hopkins, the track manager there. Picture-perfect conditions for Bendigo today. That, no doubt, will have trainer Kim Hahn very happy as well, because Kim settles up one of the boom runners, a first starter going around in race number two called Extreme Emotion that has been very well backed. Morning, Kim.
Morning, how are we?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
How's the nerves? There's been a lot of spruik about this filly because she's by Extreme Choice. She's looked good at the jump outs and trials. What are the expectations?
Oh, I'll be glad when it's over. look, the horse is in good order. She's going there, in a very good way. So she's done everything right today. Race day is a different thing, but I've got no doubt she'll acquit herself well.
You happy Barrier 1?
Yeah. Look, she'll get. We'll be able to make a few decisions from there. Doesn't look to be a lot of speed left in the race. So I'll leave that up to Jake, and he'll take it from there.
You wouldn't be unhappy if she led then? Does she show that speed?
I wouldn't be. She has got speed. But in saying that, ideally I'd love if she was one out, one back, or a box seat. But, if they're going to crawl and go too slow, well, I'll be happy there just to sit in front.
All right. What's your gut feel? Have you done the ring around? Have you got the intel on the opposition today? Do you think she'll debut with a win?
Look, it's a very, very tough race to be debuting in. I mean, Forbes has shown that he's above average. So, look, I've got no doubt my horse has got plenty of ability. But it is a very tough race to be kicking off in today. And if she shows up to what, we have seen, I've got no doubt that she can kick off in winning form.
Well, hopefully you're still celebrating when race three comes around, and Royal Tyke would be a bit of a shock, according to the market, a 50-1 chance. Any hope?
Look, it's more of just the... he was in the 64 and he was going to be an emergency. There was only five in that, so he needed a run anyway. He's out of class, and he's going to find that a bit too tough today, I think.
Well, good luck.
Be a run heading to something a bit weaker.
Good luck today with Extreme Emotion.
Thank you.
Kim Hahn joining us there. Dino, I'm looking forward to getting your thoughts on that first starter in race two. But before that, we kick off the day. Important scratching. Oriental Legend is out, which means now that Shebek, who has six placings from seven starts, is a pretty firm favourite at $2.20. Psycho Star is at $3.50. Designer Dreamer, a first starter at $9. Is this Shebek's day?
Looks a great chance of being so, Michael. I think the blinker's going back on significant, fitter for that first up run, and gets a lovely run from the draw, first use of the track, I think hard to beat. I think the first starters are the queries, and one of those is Designer Dreamer from the Matthew Brown stable. He's got a really nice team at the moment, and it's had two jump outs. The most recent of them, I thought, tried pretty well behind Fast and Deep, who's a very sharp sort of 955,000 metre horse, and Halvorsen, who we know is a stakes class horse. And I thought tried well enough to think at 1400 that Designer Dreamer would race handy and run well on debut. The other first starter that interests me is the Honourable One. It wouldn't be Bendigo Cup Day without Shane Fleedner having a first starter in the maidens, and they usually run well. And this one trialled with Vungas and Tatanka, who go round later in the Country Cup qualifier. So you would think that is not a bad trial either, and kicking off at 1,400 metres. And Psycho Star was quite a good run last start. Did get on a soft track there and ran well, but drawn for a lovely run. So don't really want to take the short odds about Chebec, but it's the one to beat. 2, 7, 3 and 10.
2, 7, 3 and 10 in the first race. Number 2, a couple of scratchings in this race. You take out 6, 9, 11 and 13, which means Extreme Emotions now into $2.30 for Kim, who was pretty confident when we had a chat before. Apsara is $3.30. Forbes, $3.50. Bank at $14. So the market and the Sprooks say this is going to be very hard to beat. What do you think?
Extraordinary market, really, Michael. A couple of scratchings, obviously, but Extreme Emotion opened with the tab at about $6.50 Monday afternoon and was quickly snapped up into about $3 within about 10 minutes and has done nothing but firm. She's had four jump outs, two recent. Most recent at Avoca, just strangled her back in behind them and probably taught her to race in amongst horses if she needs to. Don't know if that'd be a great move here, but look, I'm going to go with Forbes. I think he ran really well first up behind General Bow, and then he was horrible down the straight, but they've made gear changes. Obviously, he's been a frustration for Connections, for the Freedmans, for all concerned, because it was the Merson Cooper last year when he looked home and he got run down by a horse called Animo. So he's obviously a talent, and he's just getting out to a very backable price. I think if you take a line through that, the General Bow run, and that's not that far ago, Ranveer, those sort of horses, it'll take a pretty smart one to beat him, and there might be a very smart one, obviously, in Extreme Emotion. I've outlined the case for her. Apsara would go to most maidens and just win, and could still win this. She's a talent and has had the one run back. And next best, maybe 8 Snappy Secret, another one that would just go into a normal maiden and be very hard to beat. But strikes a red-hot little maiden here. 7, 10, 2 and 8.
7, 10, 2 and 8 in race number 2 for Dean Lester. Race number 3 is a benchmark 78 over 1,000 metres. The Billionaire is an odds-on favourite here. It's a small field and it is $1.75. South Parade, $3.70. Brenlin's Trooper at $5.50, and then you're at Hums, $9.50 in the field of 6.
Yeah, he's the one to beat, the Billionaire. It's an interesting little challenge, barrier 6 in the small field, but it's only that half turn out of the 1,100 metre shoot, and there's a bit of speed inside him, but ultimately he's going well. He won well last start, and he's the one to beat. He wouldn't want to do much wrong, because I think Brenlin's Trooper's a really nice horse. He's a horse I've got a really strong opinion of. He's form last time in was good, culminating in a second in the Creswick Stakes, but had form around Curran and won an open sprint at Albury earlier in the year. And as I said, he's done very little wrong in his career to date, so I respect him greatly. For South Parade, probably uses the inside draw. He might be next best, and I've put in 3 Hums, getting fitter with racing, and put him in for fourth. But I think the Billionaire's the one to beat, but Brenlin's Trooper certainly is a legitimate danger. 5, 1, 4 and 3.
5, 1, 4 and 3. Race 3, race number 4. This is another race with a bit of talent. This is over 1,300 metres. Tramontana is the $4.40 favourite. Jimmy the Bear, who was great on debut, is at $5.50. Yappet is at $7.50 from the Cliff Brown stable. And then we go further out in the market to Euro Dandy and Brooklyn Boss at $6.750.
Yeah, I like Jimmy the Bear here. As you mentioned, there was a very good win on debut at Mildura. I like horses that can, you know, absorb pressure early and then kick at the end of a race, and he did exactly that. He's had a little tick over trial since, and I think can run very well here, number 3. I think number 9, Yaffet's the danger. Had the run's last preparation on soft ground. This is his first dry track run. Was given a very easy time in a jump out at Mornington last Wednesday. Looks ready to go here first up. Number 6, Tramontana. He's a very honest horse. He just doesn't really have that real knockout punch at the end of a race, but he's going to be somewhere about all the way up on the speed and give a good sight for a long way. And Brookline showed ability last time in and resumes as a group of those horses, Brooklyn Boss, Brookline, Euro Dandy, all got competitive little chances. But I think the two better chances are numbers 3 and 9, 3, 9, 6 and 8.
3, 9, 6 and 8 in race number 4. Race number 5 is a 78 over 1400. Take out 2 and 9. Ruby Street is the favourite here for Kev Corson's. And Bossy, I didn't see that. I should have asked Bossy a question. He was too bad, too busy bagging your horse, Dino. Unfortunately, the derby.
That happens.
Would you like a return serve?
Oh, well, we're only $34, not $151. Yeah. Anyway, no. I hope Bossy gets in the field. He'll make pace for us. That'll be good.
Well, he might be able to make pace today. I didn't see it a couple of rides today. Ruby Street at $4.40. Tatanka at $5. And Jazz Star at $5 also. Who do you like here?
I like Tatanka, Michael. I think that qualifying race at Horsham recently for the Country Cup final on Oaks Day, I think it's the best heat run thus far. And Wright and Rose remained unbeaten and beat a horse that I've got a lot of time for in Real Sensation. Tatanka was back in the field with 63 kilos, giving weight to Wright and Rose around a tight track, and just hit the line really well from an outside draw. Now, he's come up with a good draw here. He ran third in this race last year, and last year obviously provided the winner in Do You Reckon, and then Tatanka went on to run third to Do You Reckon in the final, and I think he's probably going better this year, Tatanka, so I'm keen on him. To beat number 6, Ruby Street, was a really good win first up down the straight at Flemington, big win, and then probably a bit outgraded in the Gilguy and then the wet track in the Tristark, can bounce back to form here. 5, Kissinger, interesting runner first up for Lindsay Smith, just wonder if it's trying to obviously get into the final next week. It's got some nice form last preparation and could run well first up. And 7, Jazz Star, who is another one coming through the race I mentioned at Horsham and was wide all the way and drops 4 kilos for that run. So it's right in the mix. So it's not a big field for the last qualifier for the Country Cup final, but it's a terrific race. 4, 6, 5 and 7.
4, 6, 5 and 7. Now, I think the early prediction, which take sometimes with a grain of salt, is for maybe a bit of rain on Wednesday and Oaks Day as well, which would suit Tatanka heading into that final on Oaks Day as well.
Certainly would. He's won 4 of 8 on soft ground, so hopefully he gets through today and gets there.
That's the first 5 down on Bendigo Cup Day. We'll take a quick break and come back with the quaddie and the cup.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview for Bendigo Cup Day. We are up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 6, a benchmark 64 over 1,100 metres. Take out number 11, Duchess of Dorset. Duchess of Dorset is the favourite at 260. Linda Meach rides for Simon Wilde. Real Gun is at $3.10. Cater is at $11. And then Arrowance at $13. So Simon Wilde's flying, Linda Meach is flying. Are you with Duchess of Dorset in the first leg?
I certainly am, Michael. I think she's a pretty good talent, actually. I think last start at Warrnambool, the leader and the horse that was runner-up in the boat had a pretty good run, and he's a talent in his own right. And she ran him down pretty quickly and pretty comprehensively. So I think from barrier 4, she's going to get a great run. Looks good speed in the race, courtesy of Kiata and Real Gun and a couple of others there that'll push forward, and I think she'll be just behind them and very hard to beat. From 6, Real Gun, who he only won a 58 last start, but what I like about this horse is he sort of creates mid-race pressure and then hangs on late, and he's very honest. He's been in the money 7 of 9, and that was a good win last time out. 7, Upper East Side. He hasn't won beyond 1,000 metres, but he gives every impression that 1,100 is actually going to suit him. And with the speed on in this race and where he's drawn, probably 3 wide with cover and strong late, he can get into the money. And 14, Kiata. I would imagine that Rod Simons has really got this one prepped up for Cup Day on the home track. Ran well enough first up and will be fitter. Should give a good sight. But I think she's a really progressive mare, Duchess of Dorset, and can win again. 13, 6, 7 and 14.
13, 6, 7 and 14. About 260. You happy with that?
Just jumped out to 280, I think. Ooh, as we spoke, did it? No, sorry, I swapped races. 260, yes. That's about, Yeah, I had a mark 250. So, yeah, she's spot around the mark.
All right. Well, that $2.80 is for the favourite, Smoke and Roman. So, has been very well supported over the last 24 hours. In the Cup, we can take out 10 and 11. The Appian Bendigo Cup, Smoke and Roman's the favourite at $2.80. Turidan, $4.80. A Maid, $5. Wentwood, $7.50. Mosh Music, $11. We may get to see a couple of these in the Melbourne Cup next Tuesday, Dino. It's a pretty good addition to the Bendigo Cup.
Yeah, small field, but as you said, I think there'd be a couple there that'd be worthy. And certainly, look, I'm tipping Smoking Romans here. I think he's just such a reliable horse. He just goes out, does his best every time. He hadn't raced for about 7 weeks going into that run at Caulfield. He gave Will John 6 kilos, and Will John just sort of took to him early, and they ground it out, and he was a little bit tough for him late, but he dropped 7 kilos on that run, and those wins over winter over 2,500 at Moonee Valley were so comprehensive. You'd think he could win a race like this, and I'm with him. But the strong danger is Ahmad, and I think if Ahmad won today and goes into the Cup on Tuesday, he's not completely hopeless. His run at Geelong was enormous. If he'd begun with them, I think he'd have nearly won, but he missed the start 6 lengths, and that's the Charlie Rose form, which obviously ties in with Grand Promenade. So they've got him right, coming right at the right time. He's just got to begin cleanly today and run well. Five, Turidan, he was having a... Well, he's had a great preparation regardless. He hit a bit of a bump last start in the Herbert Power. He led, Delphi took him on early and was too good for him. He's weakened a little bit late. I'm just worried he's getting to the end of a long preparation, but he's a good, honest competitor. And Mosh Music, who's ticking over okay. She hasn't really looked like a winner yet in four runs this prep, but the Caulfield run was okay, and again, the Bart Cummings run was okay. She could certainly get into the placings. But, yeah, I think he's an up-and-coming Smoking Romans, and the one to beat, 8-1-5-2.
8-1-5-2 in the Bendigo Cup of 2021. Race number 8, a benchmark 70 over 1,600. Take out 15. Tradere is the favourite. Ollie and Lloyd Kennywell. It's an open market, though. $5 the field. Daquescent Jr. is at $5.50. Rosso is also at $5.50. And then out to Marcinet at $6.50.
Yeah, I like one here each way, Michael. Well, he's shortened up over the last 24 hours, and that's Daquescent Sweet Jr., number 6. It was a tremendous run, first run for Philip Stokes at Moe. Moe Rail True Cup Day, he wanted to be closer to the inside, especially earlier in the day, and he covered a lot of ground, and I thought he couldn't keep going, and on the line he was really strong. It was a good run. If there's one little negative, he might be looking for further, but I think big track, senior rider on, good draw. I'm happy to back him each way, number 6, to beat 12, Rousseau. Comes out of a very good form race at Ballarat behind Hickok. That's Flying Mascot running second, Vitruvius running third, and he ran well. He'll be fitter for that run, Rousseau. I think he's got a great chance. But 9, Tibetan. Only won a Class 1 last start, but really shrewd local trainer, Matthew Enright. Only has a few in work, does a great job, and Tibetan could certainly run very well. And 5, Sakara, getting onto drier ground, is ready to do something and could improve, and looks a little bit over the odds as well. But no, I'm quite keen on Dacian and Sweet Junior. 6, 12, 9 and 5.
6, 12, 9 and 5. Did you get any of the $15?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite. No, about halfway in between where it is now and the 15, I think.
That'll do. Race number 9 is a benchmark 70, and we can take out 1, 10 and 12. Maybe the best is a firm favourite in the last race for Team Friedman at $2.20. Our Lone Star, $3.90, and then you're out to $11, Volcanic Rock. Is this a trim-up leg of the quaddie?
No, I think there's a few chances here. I'm really interested in Our Lone Star first up for Sean Mott. Trained locally, has trialled up really nicely and has got a very good winning chance. Maybe the best. It's a tricky draw. She's no doubt ready to win a race, and we'll just need a good ride from Jai McNeil. Drops 3 kilos on her last run and has a great winning chance. I think she's a little bit short in the market. I'm surprised they've got so well clear of a few others, because I think there's other chances. High and Dry is probably better known over slightly further and with a run under his belt. But I think he's trialling really well. I wish he hadn't drawn one, but at the odds on offer, I've got to put him in the quaddie at least. A Dandy Man resumes as a gelding, number 11. He's a talent, and I'll be putting Kent Street in the quaddie. 4, 14, 2 and 11.
4, 14, 2 and 11. I'm loving the confidence today, Dino. How do we play it?
The best for me, Michael, is race 6, number 13, Duchess of Dorset. The best each way, race 8, number 6, Dacke and Sweet Jr. The quaddy, first leg, 6, 7, 13, 14. Second leg, 1 and 8. Third leg, 5, 6, 9, 12, 14. And the last leg, 2, 4, 7, 11 and 14. I'm going to play a parlay 2, 3 and 4, which costs $11 for a dollar. They're all for the win. Race 5, number 4, Tatanka. Race 6, number 13, Duchess of Dorset. Race 7, number 8, Smoke and Romans. Race 8, number 6, Dacke and Sweet Jr.
I love it. Hopefully that's the bank builder for Derby Day on Saturday. And the fields have just dropped, Dino, in the remainder of the races. I'll whip through a couple of the highlights here. The Coolmore, 17, down the Flemington Straight. That will be brilliant. Artorias has drawn gate 4 on the inside. In the Congo, 12. Home Affairs, 13. Palele, 6. Ranch Hand, 16. And then probably Gimme Par, 14. Who do you think's the best and worst fed at the barriers in the Coolmore?
No, I'm not too disappointed where Palele is drawn, and I think he's got the best sprint performances at the moment going in. But Home Affairs, it's an interesting race. And Artorias from 4, just whether he can get to the right spot or how they'll play it. So it'll be interesting to see where the speed's drawn, Michael, when I get a chance to dissect it. But yeah. I think Palele's maybe the best sprinting three-year-old. Well, he at the moment, anyway.
A few awkward draws in the Kennedy Cantala. Zutori to the mile, 13. Cascadian, 15. Superstorm, 14. Riadini, 10. And Ice Bath, 16.
Yeah, the
one 12.
The one that's not disadvantaged is Superstorm. I like him outside horses, so I'm not too worried about the draw for him there. But a few of the others there could have fared a bit better. But Superstorm's the one I wouldn't be too concerned about there.
And then in the other group one, the favoured runners have fared pretty well. Colette, 8. Mystic Journey, 3. Tafane, 2. Sierra Sue, 1. Stiller Star, 5. Amaralina, 4. Cirilio Miss, probably a tough draw from 15, though.
Yeah, I'll have to do the form, but I'll be, whatever happens, I'll be cheering hardest for Stiller Star, and that's a great draw for her.
Yeah, brilliant story. We'll have a chat to the Stiller Star team tomorrow. Dino, enjoy Bendigo Cup Day. Sounds like there's plenty of confidence there.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, there is.